Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
When you're constantly on the move, it's not just pits that break a sweat. From your armpits to your thighs and everywhere in between, new whole body deodorant cream and sticks from Shea Moisture are your secret weapon to staying fresh and confident all day long. Made from melanin-rich skin and packed with plant-based goodness, embrace a new era of freshness with whole body and stick deodorants from Shea Moisture. Find them at your nearest Walmart and Walmart.com. And when you do, your whole body's covered.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesca, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone.
Let's start the show. I'm in the zone.
If not, put my in office. I show you how to damn run the city of damn Detroit, and I don't know nothing about it. But I learned quick, fast, and hurt to get y'all sorry up out of here and do the right damn thing. That's why.
Now, I tell y'all this every week, every chance that I get. I want to take my opportunity to highlight Black women, okay? And today we had a shining example of the leadership, the natural leadership qualities that Black women possess. with this beautiful, just valiant warrior of a citizen, such a champion of a community in Detroit, who was speaking to the news media about some of her feelings about the current leadership and the choices that they were making. And what I love most is that she said she would do it her damn self. And she said she don't even know nothing about it, but if not, I'll learn. Okay. Real short, real simple. The hashtag this week is I'll learn. Okay. Because sometimes it's not even about you being prepared for a challenge. It's not even about you anticipating something blocking your way and or your blessings, but it's about being prepared and willing to fight, willing to do what it takes in this case, which was learning a new skill and a new task. All right. Wow. I'll learn. The willingness to win, that is just a natural light that shines. There is a light that shines special for me and you.
Who needs a teacher when you're schooling life, Dustin?
That's it. And the hashtag this week is I'll learn. With that being said, listen up. I'm about to take you to school. This week we're going to do QTNAs, and these are thoughts, principles, and circumstances. You choose what you want to define it as.
Oh,
hey,
God.
Sha-ta-ta. Oh. Shaka Khan. All right.
Oh, my word.
Question one. Is it true that Tyler, the Creator, was supposed to be in the film Us, but he couldn't do it because the Lynn Thigpen estate wouldn't license the hologram for his doppelganger, so he just said, fuck it. I don't know if y'all know who Lynn Thigpen is, but if you've seen Tyler, the Creator, you've seen her.
Oh, no.
Lynn Thigpen is an actress, God rest her soul, but she looked like Tyler, the Creator, and she used to play
Google.
On Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, and she also was the mother who told Joe Clark where to shove it and lean on me. Thank you. Fran just got hit with the he up in here. Here we go. Because Fran's down.
Right. I mean.
Sha-da-da-da. Got a job. All right. Question two. Is it true that what really happened, speaking of Tyler, the Creator, okay, is it true that what really happened at his recent concert is that Drake got booed at that festival because he called two skinny-ass white girls that was dressed in silver sequins dresses tings, and they took offense because they thought he was calling them tuning forks, so they went the fuck off and just started booing. And everybody else did. Is that what happened? Is that what happened?
I can't really be booed.
Isn't that crazy?
It's really mean.
Drake, of all people, y'all motherfuckers
Isn't
ain't got
that
no
crazy?
Respect for nothing.
Because they wanted Frank Ocean.
Right.
That's crazy.
Y'all just wanted to be bored. Drake got such a rousing catalog of music make you feel something, but y'all wanted to get up there and be whispered.
And they didn't know that he was the last act, so they literally ended the festival early.
With they dumb ass, that's what they get.
That's Lesson exactly learned. What the fuck they get, motherfuckers. Ooh. Ungrateful
Question three.
Asses.
Is it also true that TMZ rolled up on Vincent Herbert? asking him what he had to say about Tamar's recent Instagram post saying that men who didn't touch their women in 3 days must be gay and homosexual. Is it true that said they when they asked Vince what he had to say to Tamar, he said, "Tamar, I ain't gay. I just didn't want you."
What?
Is it true?
Is that how he talks?
Yes. And with that being said, I'd like to welcome everybody to this week's edition of The Friend Zone, your weekly look into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. Nobody wants no musty brain. But some choose underarms. Fran, how you doing?
I'm amazing. How are you?
Good. I feel great.
Yeah.
Great. We sold Atlanta out for the Friends Online.
Yes.
It makes me feel good in the
hood.
Very
good. Mm-hmm. We have some tickets left for San Francisco.
Yes. Mm. Can't wait to be West Coasting with y'all.
Very excited to see you guys. Of course, we will be there with Getting Grown. If you have not gotten your tickets yet, also keep in mind that the meet and greet is sold out.
Yes.
But general admission is still available at thefriendzonelive.com. And we will be there on Saturday, December 7th.
Amen.
Very I cannot excited. Wait to come to San Fran.
I'm so excited.
Fran in San Fran.
And I'll be there for a whole week.
I'm excited. Yes.
Oh my God, I need that so badly just to be around my friends and their babies.
Yes. Oh, those. Oh, damn.
The babies.
Yeah.
You know you're going to get to meet them.
I cannot wait. This is going to be so good. So shout out to San Francisco.
I
want to
bring them on stage, you guys.
We're meeting Fran's friends in San Fran.
Levels.
For the Friend Zone.
Oh, Lord.
But I have a black business.
All right.
Speaking of our friends, we are going to honor Miss Jade of All Jade.
Come on here, Jade.
So Jade and Santana of For the Culture Catering will be hosting a Dopest Dinner Party, which is their tour, in Atlanta.
Yes.
On Friday, December 16th, which is actually the day before our live show. So if you didn't get your tickets for the show because it's sold out, then come hang with us at the Dopest Dinner Party. I will be there. My ticket, so I'm very excited. They will have dinner cooked for you, obviously, Jade and Santana, which everyone knows is amazing food. Custom cocktails. There'll be music. And this time it's a marketplace as well. So they'll be amplifying local black businesses and vendors. So while you eat, you can also support people from around the way, which I love. They're going to have Zen in the Jar. Remember Zen in the Jar? We were like going crazy over her oil.
Yes.
That scented oil that me and XD be fighting over. She will be there, so you can grab that on the spot, which I'm really excited about. So,
and put it on your spots, which will make you excited about it.
You're really
Tickets are $95. To book them, go to Cash App, if you have Cash App, and you can hit Santana Caress. That's S-A-N-T-A-N-A. C-A-R-E-S-S, Santana Caress.
Santana Caress.
If you have Venmo, it's at Santana-Benitez. That's S-A-N-T-A-N-A-B-E-N-I-T-E-Z. Santana Benitez. Make sure to include your email address in the payment to receive confirmation and updates closer to the event. And that's happening Friday, December 13th, which is the day before our live show on the 14th. So if you didn't get tickets for Atlanta, come meet us at the Dopest Dinner Party. We will be there. Once again, that's Friday, December 13th. See you there. Now, are you guys ready for the recap segment?
Absolutely.
Oh, Lord. Am I ready for the recap segment?
Always. So on last week's episode titled Safety First, it was the Dustin Ross takeover. Do you want to tell the listeners what we talked about?
We had a conversation that was rooted from some shit I seen on the Breakfast Club. And we had a great discussion just about how we are taking certain measures to protect our brands, to protect our reputations, and to have some sort of personal integrity and to sort of lessen risks that we put ourselves in. Mm. And it was such a great conversation. You all really added a lot to the pot.
Thank you. We made gumbo. It was a great conversation.
So let's talk about how it tasted.
So as always, those of you listening had a lot to say. So who stood out to you, Asante?
Well, a lot of people stood out to me. There were a lot of discussions in the emails. Thank you all that submit your take on things, and some of you guys had some interesting takeaways. But I actually wanted to get into something that we haven't done. This is somebody asking a question, and it might be rhetorical, but I just wanted to read it because, you know, some of these emails be making me laugh. I'm like, maybe I'll share this one. So the subject is my therapist dumped me.
Oh, wow.
Hey, guys. My therapist has informed me that my Jedi training is coming to an end, probably by 2020. She said that I've unlocked all my ninja tools and that I'm prepared to fight for the final boss, life. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I don't know what the lady's talking about. I see a few unlocked tools and I'm using them, meditations, journaling, etc. But the other tools are still in grayscale. What do I do? Do I just take the plunge and live without therapy and risk falling in deep depression again? Or do I convince my therapist that we can make it work? And I was just fucking them girls. I was going to get right back. Sorry, this is why I shared it, because they were just, you know, really funny about stuff. All love, oh, you know, shout out to Jaguars hiding out during the performance of Song Crying MTV Unplugged. All love from Song Crying in the Car over my black therapist with the Wendy Raquel Robinson pixie cut. So I wanted to know what you guys thought, because I actually saw a couple of people online. I randomly was checking in on Twitter, and I think even Key was sent something about her therapist, and I want to quote her specifically. But a lot of people were dealing with either their therapist kind of abandoning them, or I feel like you never hear anything about that specifically. So maybe because, you know, we're not really doing the Asking for a Friend segment anymore. How would you reconcile your therapist basically saying we're done? Because sometimes
I honestly didn't know that was a thing. I've never heard anyone say that their therapist was like, that's it.
Right.
Because it's not like I don't think there's like a point where like you don't need it unless that's something you've decided.
The only person I've ever seen pull something like that was Iyanla on the Braxton's episode. Remember when she was like, I'm leaving, she left, and they was eating at that table, that dining room table, and she left
because
they was
leave?
Late. They was late and Tamar was talking shit and rolling her eyes or whatever, and Iyanla dipped on their ass. Mm-hmm. She turned in the camera,
she was irritated.
Yeah, she left. She's the only one I've ever heard just abandon their patients like that.
Not abandoned.
I ain't never heard. Even Dr. Sherry, as much as she don't fix nothing on any show that they consult her on.
Everywhere.
You see, Portia ran out the office on the Housewives this Sunday. So yeah, I've never even seen her dismiss anyone. So
this, I've never heard of it. I would say it's up to you. More importantly, do you think you're ready? Don't jump into that because someone told you you're ready. Do you think you're ready? Yeah. I feel you're ready. If not, then get a different one.
I would go to somebody else.
That's what I was going to say. I feel like you should just get a new therapist, because that kind of makes me question what had even been like. That would mess me up, and I don't want to put that out there, but I would just go see somebody new, because I don't know if this old person's even worth trying to reconcile a relationship
with.
Well,
you really ain't got no choice.
Right.
They set a boundary.
Right. They basically are done.
Very clear.
And like, they literally broke up with you, and I don't know why.
I've never heard of this.
Ever.
It's
what
making
did you
me want to hit up my want to hit up my therapist friends and be like,
where is Dr. Joy?
Right.
This is one thing I don't miss about the questions, because I feel like people don't be telling us everything. Like, what, you said something to your therapist, or maybe they really just is like, you know, you're not telling me those stories, so this is all
blame.
We can get. I don't. You know what? You absolutely right.
It could very well be the therapist was like, I don't want to do this. We don't
know.
Yeah,
I definitely said
no
that
idea.
Too.
Maybe the therapist had a personal reason too. That's another thing. It could have been something serious where it might be for the best that y'all. You know what I'm saying? You could look like the therapist. X, you could
like they triggered their therapist.
Yeah, or like,
maybe they
like
accidentally
ex sister in law or somebody they just couldn't stand.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Maybe you used to do something and they accidentally discovered you and it changed their opinion about you, and now they can't look. They can't, you know, be real with you no more.
I ain't trying to start nothing, but did you wear sandals last time?
Oh,
what
and
does
if so,
that mean?
Okay, so that was what I found in the email. Friend, what did you find in them SoundCloud streets?
You know, you'd be in the couch with your feet up.
Did y'all see the picture on Twitter of the lady on the flight and someone had their feet up
on top of her goddamn head?
I don't believe it.
That had to be fake.
I feel like that was her friend and they were joking because they knew they'd go viral. Ew. There's no way. I mean, maybe, but I just can't imagine it. Anyway,
she
so I actually stepped into the Twitter streets this week.
Hey. All right.
So Candle, what a pretty name. Candle Renee.
It's lit.
Right? Said, Natalia Kills co-wrote Rihanna's Kiss It Better under the name Teddy Sinclair.
Hey, see?
So she's still out here. And
doing
Dustin,
a good writing.
We know how you feel about that.
It's a forever song for me. So shout out to Natalia Kills. She must not be too bad
even
after
after
all.
What she did.
Well, I didn't see it, so
all
I've heard is secondhand information. You know what I mean? What I heard was kiss it better, okay?
So what'd you find in the Twitter streets, Dustin Ross?
Well, let's talk about a few things that I found in these Twitter streets. The first one that I would absolutely love to highlight comes from none other than our friends of the show, Lewis York Music.
Aww, my booshkies.
If you ain't on it, you better get on it and get their American Griots album.
Please.
Shout out to Electric Blue, the best song to ever come
Velvet.
Through. Oh my God.
And I would also like to highlight their tweet, which said, "This tweet is for everyone who has watched the Women of Brewster's Place multiple times now." Anybody who knows me knows how important the miniseries The Women of Brewster Place is to me. It's a brilliant, incredible story that spans a long time in a lot of people's lives, but the story never gets boring or there's no lulls in it. And it's so important. And it also has one of the greatest theme songs that is completely ad-libs and riffs from Vesta Williams, rest her soul. But the way that she sings and hums along to this melody that kind of builds and crescendos is beautiful. And I feel it's the perfect soundtrack for when you finally get to pee after you've been holding it for a long
you
time.
You are so random.
And if anyone's heard this soundtrack, you know what I mean.
I have to rewatch that as an adult. It's been a long time.
You do, friend.
I gotta watch it.
The only other tweet I want to highlight, short but sweet this week, comes from Ebony Davis, who said, "I can't believe it's been almost 10 years since I was on America's Next Top Model. I didn't win this season, but God definitely had big plans for me."
Oh, my God.
And accompanied it with the video from when she got kicked off the show. And I just thought that was the ultimate, most dignified flex I've ever seen in my life. And I love to see it.
Extremely well.
Literally a whole model.
A whole model. Let that be a testament.
I love to see it. Do we love to see it?
We love to see it.
2020, like next year, okay? Crystal clear vision. I love it. So that said, I do have a church announcement this week, though. I'm very excited that I got invited to go to Las Vegas this weekend for the Soul Train Awards. I get to go. So keep an eye out. I'll definitely be documenting this on my Instagram stories. I've got to figure all this out.
Oh, Lord.
But I'll be on my Instagram stories and, of course, on my Instagram and on my Twitter, kind of documenting the good times. And this is a big black deal for me.
Who is Erica hosting? Do you know?
I'm not sure. Oh, you know what? It is Tashina Arnold and Tisha Campbell. They're hosting again.
Wow. Yep. Yep.
So I'm really excited to be a part of this.
That's so
the Soul Train Awards and Soul Train itself mean a lot to me.
Oh my God.
I grew up loving Soul Train. I take it back to the lady with the long hair down to her ankles. You know, I remember Soul Train. And this is probably as close to a dancer as I'm going to get.
Hey.
So shout out to the Soul Train Awards and BET. And I'll see you guys there this weekend.
Yeah, speaking of BET, I was binging their Finding BET series that I was
watching. I just watched Nicole Ray.
Lady Ray, right? Amazing.
And love the end where she was singing. Ooh.
Jamming.
She looks great. She still looks like she's happy and, you know, processing everything that she went through. And I also watched Tweets.
I didn't watch Tweets.
Oh my God, it was so good.
Yes.
Tweet is beautiful.
Yes.
She's gorgeous.
I
was like in awe watching her
still
on my television. Like, that is a beautiful woman.
Still stunning. It's like she aged backwards and she was already beautiful then. It was crazy.
I don't even smoke cigarettes and I don't think Tweet do either, but for some reason I would love to just sit out and smoke a cigarette with Tweet.
Okay. You know what's crazy? Yeah. That Southern Hummingbird. So obviously after I watched Finding BET, I started. That's what it does.
Yeah,
it
you went down
like
the rabbit hole.
Hits you with the
got
nostalgia.
Got caught up on Nibby again.
Yes, and Sherry Dennis has an episode.
Yep, I seen hers too.
Mims.
I'm telling you.
Mims.
Has an
Who
episode.
Who the fuck is producing this?
That's what I was tweeting. I was like, it's such great content. So whoever's behind that.
Great series.
Great job. The research is on point. I loved it. This is like our generation's version of Unsung.
Yes.
Which is so cool to me. And so the Tweet episode made me revisit Southern Hummingbird. Yes. And it's so interesting how albums hit differently when you're older. Because now I'm like, wow, I feel like it's a whole different album. I haven't really listened to it in a long time. So it was kind of nice to, with her and Bilal, you know?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Best friend of mine knows what to say.
And she made me sad because she was saying, I mean, sad in a good way. She was saying on her episode that she really wanted to do a duet album with Bilal.
Well, they both still can sing. What's
I'm like, hello, right. Somebody get that emotion. But nice to see all of our songstresses, our beautiful women from the 90s and early 2000s still looking beautiful, still working, still out here. And I
especially
love that.
Especially Tweet.
Especially
out, speaking of beautiful, that was one of my favorite records off that album.
Smoking
the song
Cigarettes.
Beautiful.
Oh, Beautiful.
Yes,
oh.
With that piano.
And I didn't know she got her start with Devante.
Yes, from Jodeci.
The Basement. Yeah, like, I'm like, yo, that was just so great. I was like living for all the like research and breaking down how everybody met.
Devante kept it together because he had it together back then.
She was saying, where is he?
QTNMFA.
Didn't one of y'all say Mr. Dalvin was like on one of these reality shows recently or I'm tripping? Y'all didn't say he was on like Marriage Boot Camp or.
I hope not. I don't know. Oh, wait. No. I know what it was. And you are smart. He was on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood because he produced Lyrica Anderson's Mother's project.
Yeah, at the White Party.
He pulled up to. He filmed a little quick cameo, one, two.
How did he look?
Like he was holding on. That's how he looked. Dalvin been holding on.
He's still
he working. He looked better than the second half. But yeah, he's still holding on.
Mr. Dalvin is so fine. Remember back in the day, he was my crush. Oh damn, y'all just left me.
We watch Love and Hip Hop. Hollywood, to be specific. We watch.
Wow, the silence. So you ready to jump into this week? But do you have any other announcements?
And out of this, no.
Actually, I have one announcement.
Please,
well, actually, it's not an announcement. I was just going to say, can y'all leave us alone about that damn Natalia Grace?
Oh, my God.
I just finally watched a name. Because you know what? It was even starting to come up on my YouTube, and I was like, I pay y'all premium, and this is how y'all treat me? Y'all can show me this fucking clip over and over, and I watched her on that shit.
And y'all mean well, because y'all be like, well. I don't know if y'all saw it. I'm like, trust me.
Not only did we see it,
45,000 other people.
And I wasn't gonna say nothing.
It's like getting hit in the head with a basketball every 5 minutes. Like you keep trying to block it, but for some reason it just keeps.
And I knew y'all were traumatized because none of us said anything to each other. We've just been trying to process it silently.
We got
to
see this evil demon orphan every 5 minutes. Like, you see her up there lying looking so smug.
No,
she's a thug.
Did you watch it? I believe her.
She's a thug. She's a lying thug crook.
Natalia.
That's what she is.
Justice for Natalia.
Sitting up there lying like that.
So you believe her?
I do. She needs a Finding BET.
You know what?
She need her ass beat.
You know what?
That's what she needs.
She is convincing as hell for that black man to be up there too. That's all I'm saying.
Antoine, okay. Yo,
outside Antoine. Of that, I ain't buying it. It ain't for me.
We gonna bring her on the show.
No, I ain't. I'm a Skype in for that one.
Calling. Calling out. Get sick.
Yeah, we're going to FaceTime her in. So let's get her up on the iPad.
Natalia, I'm here for you.
Can't you see me in Natalia and me? You know what?
Oh,
I
my God.
Team up
no.
With her on Halloween.
No, no.
We're going to be a horse or a camel or something. No. You know how one person be in the back and the other one be up in the front.
You see before the horse in the head.
Or maybe one of the Marie Antoinette costumes where it'd be like two people and like one be on the side, a little smaller than the other. We're going to be one of them. That's what we're going to be. We're going to be one of them. Me and Natalia Grace going to be one of them American Apparel letter shirts. We'd be the uppercase and the lowercase. That's what we're going to be for Halloween. I can't stand her little ass.
So
I can't stand her lying ass. She is a problem.
So Summer
thug.
Walker.
Miscreant.
Over it.
Miscreant.
She was the one that threw out and lean on me.
No. So Summer Walker.
Get away from that winter walking ass, Natalia Grace.
So we're huge fans of Summer Walker.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have mentioned her on this show many times. Mm-hmm. She's an incredible singer-songwriter from Atlanta, Georgia, for those who may not be for those who may not be familiar. She's signed to is Love Renaissance, right?
Yes.
Which they're LVR, what is it?
LVRN.
Right,
LVRN or LVN?
LVRN. Right, it's also the home to Six Lack, yep. to Black. Who else is on there? I feel like they just have a really dope roster.
Right. They do.
Right? So she has done great. I mean, the Over It album, I think it was like the fastest growing R&B
album.
Very
successful album.
Extremely successful. It's interesting that she's on her first and last tour.
Self-proclaimed,
self-fulfilled prophecy. She said that this is it. She's not interested in the fame side of the business. She just wants to make her music. And she actually recently said that she doesn't even want to do that anymore.
Damn.
Her business, her choice.
Right. Damn. She's overwhelmed. Yeah. I think, you know, the critiques, whether, you know, people have been talking about her being dirty. Mm-hmm.
I mean, foot on catcall.
Allegedly being dirty.
She the one got now. Look,
what is
okay? Facts are facts.
What? She
the one
who
got
dirty.
On the thing, wiping, licking her mouth, and then wiping her makeup off, and y'all all saw that. I'm gonna fuck who it was. That's nasty. Okay, whether you
our
do
moms
it or not.
Used to do that,
and it was nasty then because as children we didn't have a choice or a voice. But that's all that. Why that's funny. Other than that, I'm totally on her side. Go ahead, friend.
So recently. On her tour, she has a meet and greet. So I looked it up, and the ticket to her tour is $175, and then it's an additional $159 for the meet
Ooh.
And greet.
$59. I just wonder how they got that number, like $59.
So specific, right?
Okay.
So,
well, can I ask specific questions
absolutely.
About this? This is just her on the tour.
I believe so.
Is it an intimate tour? Because I only saw a little bit clips of this. I haven't actually
like when
seen
she brought
this.
Because
I hate
Usher
when stuff happens like this. You
yeah.
Know?
I'd have to look it up, honestly, because I don't know if it's like headlining tour.
I'll go ahead and be
yeah,
doing
actually,
that while
you do that.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get some backup stuff while you know, going through.
Right. Thank you. So, on this tour, a fan that was a part of the meet and greet went on Instagram and wrote a caption under the picture of her and Summer Walker saying that she was extremely disappointed. I actually have a screenshot, and Dustin, would you be so kind?
Yeah, but I'm telling you now, I already got an attitude.
I don't know
like
with who.
This,
that's a good
with
thing.
This person that wrote the caption, but I'm going to finish in a minute. Okay. Such an anticlimactic and disappointing experience meeting Summer Walker yesterday. Not only did she move the meet and greet last minute to after the show, the meet and greet itself was literally 5 seconds. We were informed to have our phones out, ready with flash, and not to sit too close or touch her. She barely spoke to anyone. Every couple of people, she'd say hi. It was a big hurt piece for me because I really idolized her and her work. I knew she was an introvert and kind of closed off, but there was no effort in this at all whatsoever. For a fan who supports you and your music, helps put money in your pocket, there was not a care or a sense of compassion for all the waiting and money spent into getting to that moment. I sat around for hours trying to figure out what item of mine I wanted you to sign and what I might say to you. I didn't even get an autograph. Granted, I didn't expect minutes of your time, but I at least expected some sincerity. Never again, ever. Summer, you lost a big fan. I'm glad this is your first and last tour. You don't Jeez. Deserve us.
Wow.
Wow.
Intense. So, my question being that first of all, have you ever gone to a meet and greet?
Yes.
Who's?
Mary J. Blige.
Oh, shit. When?
Mm-hmm. When she was at Madison Square Garden on tour with Maxwell.
When was that?
Like 3 years ago. Oh, about 3 years ago.
So, how was it when you went? What was the interaction
like? Amazing. Mary was personable with everybody, and it was definitely organized. You were told to, as this Ho mentioned in her Instagram
caption.
Dustin. Like no, she wasn't. She was grown. And if she was a little girl, her mama should have had her ass there to make sure that she didn't do nothing stupid like this afterwards. But more on that later. We were encouraged to have our phones out, to have our flashes ready. And I was actually invited by, I was a personal guest that was invited to that moment. And so,
oh, that's right, because you said you saw her sister.
Remember? Yeah. And so, no, and that didn't mean shit when it came to the business and the efficiency of an organized situation like a meet and greet with a celebrity as big as her.
Right.
Summer Walker is very popular, and so what she just described to me didn't sound offensive at all. It sounded like you had an unrealistic expectation for a personal moment that was, I guess, more than what your ass ended up getting. And there was just an assumed haughtiness in that caption that I'll get to after you make your point. So go ahead, friend.
So I actually want to read Summer Walker's response.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, I just want to say to all the fans who purchase meet and greets that I really appreciate y'all taking the extra time to meet me and share your stories. I tell everyone individually, thank you. I spread love, we laugh, and I give genuine compliments. Now, for those of you who are upset because I don't give hugs, I don't know what to tell you. I'm an empath, and that transference of energy from that many people each day would literally kill me. Y'all may not understand what I'm talking about, but for example, there's a lot of people out here faking the funk with a smile on their face like they got it together. But inside, you're actually suffering from some sort of traumatic experience, a loss, depressed, fearful, envious, or whatever the case may be. But I can feel it. So I ask you, please, to respect my space in those moments.
And you know what she did? Mm-hmm. She turned off comments on y'all asses on Instagram. That's what she did.
Nice. So here's my question. When people are in these meet and greets, what is usually the expectation? And it's perfect for us, I think, to discuss this because we've been on both sides. We host our own meet and greets. We've gone to meet and greets. So we get, you know, both perspectives of what you're looking for as the fan and what you're looking for as the creative or the talent, let's say. So what's the expectation when you go to these meet and greets?
To meet the artist and be greeted by them.
In what way, though?
Hello. How are you? Thank you for coming. And I'm able to insert some quick, statement of adoration. We take a photograph and I'm on my damn way. I'm not here to become to have a personal connection with you that requires anything beyond us saying hello to one another and sharing a brief moment. That's it.
Right.
So I don't have and that's me before I was blessed enough to have a job where people wanted to meet me because of my work and have had to facilitate my own meet and greet. That's literally how I viewed that. I never felt there was anything beyond that.
Fair.
And that's on the for real side.
Was that the sneakers app that went off on your phone?
You saw.
That was mine too, because I was like, dang.
What shoes y'all getting?
I haven't bought shoes this year.
But the sneakers app show went off on
it's telling you something's there.
I don't know.
So, you know, when you first asked a moment ago, like, have you ever been to anybody's meet and greet? It made me think, like, well, damn, I've been to meet and greet since I was younger. Like, because the first one
Who have you gone to?
The first one I thought of was when I was really young. I went to Ludacris, his meet
that
and
is
greet
so cute.
For, like, the Chicken and Beer album. And it was back at like when Warehouse Music was open, back when that was a thing, and it was dope
when Chingy was signed to Ludacris.
I ain't gonna do it.
You know what? And I was gonna hesitate because I knew it was gonna come back here, and I don't know why we keep coming.
You know,
back
Issa
here.
Rae tweeted about Chingy.
Oh my God, she did.
Everybody tagged me like, "What is going on?
Jeez, what is happening?"
Issa tweeted about it. Fuck it.
Oh, Chingy.
Listen. I want to just be...
Just like that? Just like that.
Fuck it. Okay.
Shout out to Issa.
Anyway.
And Chingy's new sideburns.
Oh my God. Let me leave.
Chingy's in the air. What you gonna do? So Ludacris. I'm sorry.
Right. Come on, son. Ooh, Chingy. Come on, son.
Yeah, so I was at Ludacris' meet and greet when I was really young. He had a table set up.
So cute.
He did the whole dap up, pose for the picture, sign the shit, like keep it moving. And from there, like I just felt like there was an exchange. It's always You get
transactional.
It's transactional, and it's nothing you know, it's nothing wrong with it not being personal, but when artists make it personal, like, I've been blessed enough to, when I meet people, because I'm so cool about it, I'll ask things, like, I'll be like, you know, may I take a picture with you, or things like that, because, you know, Essence Festival recently, I got to meet Jermaine Dupri right before he made his racy statements. I just get to meet so many people, and I get to have conversations with people, but it's always been like, you know, if I could have a bit of their time, not I'm just going to dump a whole bunch of stuff on you.
Right. Because
sometimes you meet people on the street, like just regular people, not even a meet and greet, that might ask you for directions, and then it turns into them wanting to tell you about their whole damn trip, and it's like, I have to go to work. I don't know what you're trying to do right now. So when you get to a meet and greet and someone wants to tell you a little bit too much, like they go from how they're a fan of you to some other stuff that's going on about where you're eating later. And it's like, well, I don't know about that yet. I didn't get there. I just want to, you know, get through this part first. So, you know, thank you for coming. So I feel like for Summer Walker, someone who we know is not really into people, like I feel like her whole MO has always been, I'm not into the scene, I'm not into popular things, I'm not trying to be a fashion girl, I'm not trying to be trendy, I just want to make my music. So the fact that she would even have a meet and greet, I'm sitting here looking like, is she gonna be behind something? Like, I was surprised she, like, if she only said thank you to every 3 to 5 people, I would be shocked. Not to say she wouldn't mean it, sometimes she didn't say thank you, but in my mind, Summer's so like introverted, I wouldn't expect her to even be doing a meet and greet. So I would feel like, damn, I'm so happy I got to, you know, even just be at the show. So I would just walk up, say hi, post my picture, and keep it moving. So for someone to tell you, like, you are supposed to do this for me. And I, granted, you spent a whole lot of money, but, like, you know, she's just in demand right now. But there's no amount of money that can be bought, like, for someone's, like, sanity. That's why her being real about the situation, I feel like she hasn't done anything wrong, and I feel like it's her prerogative, honestly. So kudos to Summer. I'm on Summer's side.
Yeah, you know, I've never been to a meet and greet.
What?
Get out of here. Oh, you always just was VIP any motherfucker.
Okay. No.
You saw him in the back or at dinner or whatever the fuck.
No, I'm just saying I've genuinely never met an artist like via a concert.
Yeah.
I've just never thought to buy a meet and greet ticket. I'll just buy the ticket, enjoy the show, and kind of keep it moving. But what I find interesting about the Summer Walker situation is that she's always been very clear.
Right.
She's very open and upfront about her social anxiety. This empath conversation and transference of energy she's talked about before. I mean, even when you watch the clip, I don't know if it was on her YouTube channel or who they did it with her and Ari Lennox, where they did that series called Over It. Mm-hmm. Such a funny series, but it was also very honest, where she was very clear about not really enjoying this aspect of fame, of like having to have your hair done and being dressed and always being on. And
I'm so shocked that she's so visible, like, or like out there,
considering,
like her,
yeah.
Even her doing that series, I was like, this is great to see her and Ari just sit there and talk to each other. Like,
and she genuinely had fun because you can tell that they're friends, and that's her comfort level.
Yes.
And so I was surprised that she had the meet and greet. But even within that caption that the fan wrote, it seemed that the team was very clear. Don't hug. Don't get close. You know, boundaries were expressed and set. So that's where I'm confused. If someone's your favorite artist enough for you to buy a meet and greet ticket, I would assume you'd be familiar with their personality.
Right.
100%.
That's what I'm assuming.
Right.
So,
you're right.
You know, like, if I'm a fan, I'm trying to think of who's like a really shy artist.
Queen Latifah.
Why did you say it such a straight face? Who's like a really freaking shy artist?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga?
She's shy as fuck, yeah.
Okay, I can see that.
She just dressed like that. But she's really shy.
Right. Like
Janae Aiko?
Okay, a Janae that you know is what they call it, HSP, a highly sensitive person, where energy is like really, you know, they're sensitive to it, so they're going to move a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. So if you know this about your artist that you love, why would you try to impose a different dynamic?
Right.
You know, like I would probably not even hug her. Just because I know that about her already. So I wouldn't even, that wouldn't be my reflex. I would maybe ask if it was like so, because I get it. This is a once in a lifetime opportunity. When are you going to see these artists? You're not going to, you know, the chances of seeing them in the street especially if you're not from any of these major cities. I get it. The excitement, someone you love, you get absolutely so close to them through their words and their music. It touches you, changes your life. I understand the bond of like creative projects, but it's still a human at first.
Right.
Who does have social anxiety. So I would have asked Summer, like, is it cool if I like right. they said, they already told them you're not going to be able to. And they told them you have to sit a little bit apart because she doesn't want to touch you.
And that's cool. Like, that's more than fine.
And if she takes the picture with you and says hi, like she said, like, what else do you want?
Listen, back when I was working at Ted's, and I can say the name of the restaurant now because I don't work there no more. Ted's was in the Time Life building. I don't think that it's that high. It's not that called that anymore because they moved down to like the World Trade Center. But anyway.
Oh, like by Columbus Circle?
Yeah. So basically, because it was Time Life, there were all these magazines in there. So there were celebrities in there all the time. So I'm always seeing people and I'm always very much like, oh, damn, I'm like at work, but I want to just go say what's up to them right quick.
Right.
So I was always running out, saying hi to somebody, asking really politely if I could take a picture. And I'm, you know, dressed at work, so I'm never trying to touch anybody because I don't want them, you know, feeling like, oh, I want to smell like food.
Was anybody a bitch to you?
Nobody was ever a bitch. Everybody was always super nice, super
asked.
Cool. Listen, I always knew protocol. I would always politely, you know, say hello, ask if I could take a photo, give them my shoulder and smile and keep it moving. And every now and then people would always talk back to me. Like Tanisha, she randomly struck up a conversation with me. You know, not that these people might be that famous, but these are people that meant something to me.
People are you excited
Sanaa
about?
Sanaa Lathan, she was really, really nice and lovely. French Montana on a separate occasion, he was dope as fucking funny as hell. Bill Clinton was cool as hell, came into the restaurant. It was just really cool that I met these people and I got to just say, okay, I shared this moment with them to take this picture because it's somebody I admire. I didn't have to give them all my emotional baggage on how they help me because they don't need to know all that.
Right.
They just need to know that I'm out here, you know, riding for them.
You love them and you're thankful.
Right. And then I have this picture for me to share and continue to do on the side. So
yeah, that's real. When I see artists that I'm a fan of, whether it's, you know, actors, music, whatever genre, whatever field, I always just say thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And usually they say thank you for what? And I say thank you for everything. Mm-hmm. Like just for being, like just thank you. And I keep it at that. Because that's it. That's all they really need to know. How, like you said, how it affected you. I get it. People want to share those stories so that they, like, really understand. But at the end of the day, that's for you to understand.
And a lot of the time, like, a simple thank you, like, those simple things will convey everything that you want to convey in those quick moments. Because sometimes they might just be running out quick. And if you take too much of their time, you might be adding to their stress. But if you give them something quick that they can just hold on to for that moment that they love, they'll be like, you know, take that good energy into the next moment. So that's what I always think about, too, when I meet
And people. You need to not think you're all of that and that it's all about you. Because everything ain't about you. Some things, like, literally, you purchased a service. And in this case, the service was a special moment to literally meet and greet the artist. That's literally all that the requirement was, to meet her and greet her.
It's in the title. Right.
So the photo op, that's a great thing to add to a meet and greet. So that was, you're fortunate for that, to be honest with you, because a lot of meet and greets, cameras are not even allowed.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Second of all, again, what did you want? And from the looks of that picture that you put the caption under, you really didn't have that energy while you was taking that photo.
Right.
You can see a lot through people's smile. Have y'all seen how dead NeNe Leakes smiles be looking lately? You can see a lot through a person's smile. And that photograph I saw, you were happy to be there. And so I just don't buy it. I think that once again, you were seeking attention, just like you were that day. And you created this post and made sure to tag her and tell that the fans don't deserve her. When if Summer would have responded to you directly in DM and said, you know what? I'm sorry that you felt like that.
Right.
Here's free tickets to my next show. And I'm going to make sure we get that. Your ass wouldn't have said none of that. You had that nasty energy, vile energy, because that's the moment that you wanted. And I'm just not buying it. And
now, people were saying, sorry, go ahead.
No, I just really want to quickly say, it's like how you said, like, it might not even be about you. Whatever.
It's not, though.
And you're really right. It's not, like, it's not even a mic. It's not.
She don't know them.
You don't know what the hell just happened. She might be upset because of something that happened, or how she felt about the show, or she might be tired or whatever. Like, there might be a million and one things going on, and none of them have anything to do with you anyway. So for that moment, if she's disconnected, like, forgive her. Like, she just did a whole fucking show and she has to meet all these people. So that's all I got to say. I hate that. Like, what the hell?
Yeah. One of the points that I noticed people were bringing up was and they're speaking about Summer Walker saying, if you know that you suffer from social anxiety, why have a meet and greet? where you know that your fans are going to be excited to see you and want to hug you and talk to you. And you're like putting yourself in that position to then resist it.
Well, I actually, it's funny you brought this up. I got invited to be on a cool podcast called The Oprah Rose Show.
Oh, I've heard. Yeah,
this week. And we actually discussed Summer Walker and her being a person who has these social anxieties and still being an artist. And I feel like this is what makes your team, this is what makes the difference between someone being good at their job and someone being great, right? If you, and in this case, I'm speaking about her team, the people around her, everybody from the creative to her management to everybody. If you know that you have an artist who has these circumstances, they have to be managed, and you know that there's an expectation for like satisfaction from the fans. Your job, or what will make you great at your job, is to build a system or a procedure around that that satisfies your artist being comfortable and able to be their best self, and the fans being satisfied with the engagement. Get creative in the photo setup. Get creative in what the meet and greet experience is. When it comes to her stage presence or people complaining about a lack of that, that's because her team hasn't designed a stage show that has other things to kind of balance out where she may not be as involved in, you know, the engagement with the audience. Build the show around that so that everybody is still winning and comfortable. And I don't give a fuck. This is what makes people good or great at their job. Mm. And I also think that Summer Walker needs to be clear that the fans don't really owe her anything either because of her circumstances. I think it's great that they have enough respect and adoration for her. They adore her. So they are willing to be considerate and aware of the things that she asks them to be. But it's also not surprising that she gets a reaction like what this fool wrote in this photo caption.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everybody just needs to be a little bit more real with themselves. And she needs to do like NeNe Leakes said and get her team to help her. It's about them people around her. They need to build a program for her as an artist that works, a model that satisfies her needs and also those of the audience. Mm. And you map that out. Mm. It's not, I don't even work, it's why I need to work in music.
No, it's very true. And if she doesn't like to be touched, there should be some kind of barrier. There
something.
Should, yeah, like maybe you shouldn't sit on a couch. You know, like I would design it catering, like you said, to the artist's needs. That's right. Definitely something that they should consider. But I do think also people just are uncomfortable with boundaries.
They really are.
Because in that moment, it's about them and what they came to get and what they need and what they're expecting, as opposed to what it is, which is what they explained it is.
Straight up
before
told
you even
you.
Got there. Straight up told you. And I think people just hope that they're so special in that moment, in that moment with you, that all of that will be bypassed. And when it's not, and they realize like, oh, you just think of me as like another fan, and it's something gets like killed in them, you know, like some kind of essence that just kind of shifts. But I think it's unfortunate. I think Summer Walker, you know, has shared the things that she suffers with, but she clearly loves her fans. I don't think she would do that at all if she really didn't want to. She doesn't have to.
I have a question, a random side question. You don't have to say the name of who if it's ever happened. But have you ever met someone and it like disappointed you? It was like, damn, like that was crazy. Like, I can't believe they were asshole or somebody you were like, cause in my mind, I'm trying to figure out what would make me post like what, you know what I'm saying?
I've been in circumstances where I have seen people who are famous exhibit behaviors that were not things that I like to see people do, or they've treated people ways that I don't like to see anybody treat people.
Yes.
And I think that that'll happen because these are just people. And so, you know, it's just, they're just people with really cool jobs and they're still themselves.
Yes.
So they're going to react differently and do all these things that may end up disappointing you. So yeah, I've never met somebody and had them be shitty towards me. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And I make sure that when people say hello to me, I'm very personable. Mm-hmm. And I'll go out of my way to make sure that I tell people I appreciate them enjoying and patronizing my work just as much as they enjoy it. It's a fair and even exchange. But that's me. Mm-hmm. Everybody doesn't have to do that. And I, although nobody's ever received me poorly, that's been a celebrity, I have absolutely been at parties, been in people's homes, been, you know, in different settings where people have maybe felt more comfortable than they would if they were in a meet and greet setting, mm-hmm. and been their true selves.
Yeah. Right.
And I've seen them be shitty to people or do things where I'm like, oh, you fucked up. You're right. a fucked up person. I've
yeah.
seen that.
Yeah.
But that really would, you know, they weren't at work. So.
Right, right. I can't really say. I can't really say. No one that I was like a genuine fan of.
Yeah.
There have been people that are celebrity or celebrity adjacent.
Because mm-hmm. that's a real
it's
thing.
Usually the entourages or the friend of the friend of the friend that is famous by
you
chance.
You know, I was on the remix on that old mixtape that was a demo. It's like,
right.
what?
Yeah, so that those are the ones that usually you get like a little bit of fire from. But like the celebrities that I've met, I can't recall a time where I was like, damn, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that was a terrible experience. I don't really... Maybe some of them are quiet and they don't have to talk to you, but I'd never take that personal because I know that's like...
Right.
Not saying I'm a celebrity, right. but I know what it's like to not feel like talking and then feel like you have to put on or turn on so that someone won't take it personal.
Yeah.
And it's an uncomfortable feeling. And that was actually my next segue. Have you ever been in that position where you maybe didn't feel like it? Maybe you weren't having a good day. Maybe some, you know, you're walking the street and it was a fucking hard day. Maybe you're tired and you saw people who enjoy your work and you kind of felt, or maybe you didn't feel. That's the question. Do you feel that you have to put on to ensure that they don't feel away?
I absolutely have been in that circumstance very recently. Mm. And I didn't feel like I had to put on, but I felt like I had to check out of what made me feel upset and check into the fact that this person didn't have any idea what my day was like, any right. idea what was going on with me. And when I did not want them to have a less than favorable engagement with me. So I was able to kind of manage my behavior that way. That's my practice.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
You?
No. Just that one time at Essence Festival. That's like the only time.
What happened to Essence?
Remember when we were in the convention center and these girls, they like wanted a picture, but I just got finished talking to that girl about like my old camp counselor.
That had passed. Her dad. Yeah. Yes.
And like literally tears like hit right as these
but
girls.
But they were really sweet about it.
But I'm saying like I've never had like anybody be like, well, damn. Like,
right.
like that was because every time somebody asks for a picture, I'm like, yeah, why not? Like I always joke with people. I always like even people are like, I know y'all don't like being bothered. In the back of my mind, I always usually say, I'm like, but you're going to bother me anyway. So come on, let's go. Let's do it. Because 9 times out of 10, it's like, well, if you do, like if I was to see somebody, I want my damn photo. So like I always understand. But that was like the only time I could not do it because normally I fulfill the request when I can.
Yeah, I've shared a story. I feel like I've shared it on the show. Maybe not. Maybe just off the record with you guys. But there was a time that I had gotten like really shitty news, something like traumatic that I had gone through. And I was crying, walking down the street, like crying, like visibly affected. Like it was no question that I was going through something in that moment. And these two girls passing were like, oh shit, Fran, you know, and I was like, hey, like I still tried to, like you said, Dustin, they had nothing to do with what happened to me that day, so I wasn't gonna like walk past them or ignore them. And I was like, hey, I'm thinking they would leave it at that, you know, and then they were like, this is probably such a bad time to ask you this. And I kind of looked at them like, they're not.
Oh man.
Because you already said it. This is probably such a bad right. time, which means that it absolutely is. But what they wanted mattered more than what I was going through right. in that moment. And they asked me for a picture. And that was the first time that I can genuinely say that I was like so angry.
Everybody cry on three. Like what?
I was so shocked and stunned at the lack of concern in that moment.
You felt like you was in an episode of Black Mirror?
It just felt really shitty. And I was, you know, and then to make matters worse, I told them this really isn't a good time, actually. And the girl kind of cut her eyes at her friend like, what a bitch. You know, like that moment of like, tuh, like, and they both were like, visibly affected by me saying no and walked away with attitudes.
Wow.
And I was already in such a heavy space, and that just like piled it on. Cause then it was just that moment of like, and nobody even gives a fuck that you feel this way. You know, you start like beating yourself up. And I like kept walking through the street, and that really bothered me for a long time. It really did. Because I was pretty sure they probably went on Twitter or whatever forums.
They've been telling who.
Yeah, where the people talk about people and were like, she's, you know, not what people think. And she's not.
Oh my God, I met her. And do you know what she did?
And it's just so disheartening.
Like, girl, I'm crying. Can we take, I know this is probably such a bad time. Can we take a photo? I'm crying.
I should have just said that. Dude, I'm crying. I'm like crying. Devastated right now.
Or taking a photo with a tear-stained face, crying like a motherfucker, like sad.
Like, you should have hit her with the worst and kept it hitting. Like, I know this is probably such a bad time. The worst. And just kept like, going we can on take it.
I'm worst. Just going to turn my back to the camera. And so I'm going to be looking this way since I'm crying. And y'all can look that way. And then we just take a picture like that.
The value
because
saying,
I'm crying.
Since I'm crying.
Right.
It just really, I don't know, that experience really stuck with me and made me feel so strange for a long time. That was probably the only time. Like you said, there are times where you'll be like busy or in a rush or maybe at the gym and people will still be like, I know it's a bad time. You're like, it is.
Yeah. But, yeah, because people have seen me and I'm like for whatever
like
it is.
Darting out,
I got them
crazy.
New York legs sometimes. I'd be high as hell with a playlist on and people would be like, oh my God, like Asante. And I'm like, oh, hey. And I'm like, oh, like, do you have time? But I'm like, if you can run with me, we can do it. But I got to go because, you know, my time be tight.
And New Yorkers, we always in a rush somewhere.
Yes.
But for the most part, I can say my interactions are always very nice.
Yeah.
Very sweet. And I know that a lot of it is also attributed to people that know me and my work and what my energy is like. And so they approach me with that information. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're informed on how to do that. People know I'm not someone, I don't mind hugging. I actually am annoying how much I, right? Because Jade and Chris will crack me up because they're always like, oh, here we go. You know, because I'm the main one that's like, hi. So it's not even a thing, but I just wish that people, they're always like, oh, bitch, don't nobody get to talk to hug everybody on the street. But I love it. It makes me feel good. And I think what's important in these conversations is that not everyone likes the same things.
Right.
It doesn't make you a good influencer. It doesn't make you a good celebrity or a bad one because you don't want to hug.
Yeah.
Everyone should have the right to do what makes them feel most comfortable. I like hugging. Most of my friends don't. And that doesn't mean anything about us as people. It's just people's comfort zones. And I wish people understood that celebrities don't have the comfort zone. I wish people understood that there's not like a uniform way to act.
Right.
You know, you're going to get different personalities from different people you approach. And you have to just act accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Flat out.
And I feel bad for Summer because she is really, she's so talented, but I can tell she's
and
over
this
it.
Is a thing, right. This is a whole other thing that kind of adds to her not wanting to do stuff any damn
she's
way.
She's been in the, I feel like she's been talked about every week at this point.
I blame her team. Unless they purposely are doing this and purposely want this to be the conversation around her.
I mean, I'm sure they don't mind. Well, business is business.
I don't like that fool that wrote that caption. I know that much. She's a straight up knucklehead.
Yeah, I'm over that.
So, fans of artists and creatives, if you really love these people, understand them a little bit better and don't take it personal.
And stop smashing your tits into them at meet and greets.
Smashing your tits and grabbing balls. Oh my God, you guys, I cannot believe people have been doing that on the tour.
Or putting makeup smudges on my clothes.
I get so, I mean, yeah, a lot of that. Oh my God. Like, what if I did that? Can you imagine?
No.
Won't
no.
be no talk.
There would be no other stop.
Wouldn't be no stop. Right. It's all over. Mm-mm. So, no, I'm sorry. I was channeling Harriet. But, yes. So, this is a great story. And shout out to Summer Walker for pushing herself to do something that's kind of a part of her job. But at least she's being upfront about why it is a challenge for her.
Right.
And I wish that
she's
people were more
so
mature. More mature in your approach and in your understanding or lack thereof, you fool who wrote on Instagram when it comes to things like this. And if you get cussed out for it, good for you. if Summer Walker starts cussing y'all ass out, like, I'm not just the fun girl, okay? Which is my favorite song on the project. If she starts being a bad girl, then I'm with it.
I mean, I'm here for Summer Walker, you know, ATL forever. So I just want her to keep making these hits. Still listen to the last project, Clear. Still listen to the project before that, Last Day of Summer. Still listen to the project before that, Session 32.
Fucking I love Summer Clear. Walker. Clear is my favorite.
I mean, she's a G.
I need to sign up for that. They keep being in the sponsored ads on my Instagram, too.
Because you need to get it. It's a necessity.
They know.
Yeah.
But yeah, everything that I feel like is happening this summer, I hope it is just going to be temporary and people just continue to learn to respect people's boundaries and respect artists. Like, everybody doesn't people in general, but like, not everybody wants to make music so they can perform it live and they can meet everybody and they can be in these big spaces, because she literally just wants to make music and vibe out and jam. And if she wants to build a tour around something that inspires her to do so, I think that should happen organically. But I don't feel like she needs to be obligated to do meet and greets. Yeah. She's not in a place where she has to.
Yeah,
so
her team.
Going ahead and cut the meet and greet.
Yeah.
When you were talking earlier, Dustin, I had some, you know, Raven Simone visions of some things that could happen, but I don't know if they should happen. You know, I was thinking she loves stripper culture, so maybe she can have some strippers that come out during certain sets. They can be part of the meet and greet. You can meet the strippers.
Because what we know for sure is you can't touch nobody in the strip club.
Exactly. So you can meet the strippers afterwards. Yes. And like, that could be a whole thing. You know, something to kind of keep people's attention on Summer, but away from...
where it's not solely her.
Yes.
Yeah. He just said to fix it, add strippers.
She loves strippers. So I feel like if she has...
distraction.
Like, imagine she's performing and then for certain numbers, she'll have one of the strippers, like, do they solo, but then, like, the girls will do, like, routines for other songs and then they could be like her. Like, what would the Summer Walker strippers be called? I have to think about this.
No, but I do think you bring up a good point about artists approach their performance and relationship to their fans differently.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, like we said, it's just not going to be the same. Some artists are so friendly.
Jadena.
Yes. Jadena's humping everybody in the club all the time. Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like, that's not
gonna
happen.
So if I can see Jadena perform live, I can get humped?
You might.
Oh, okay.
You haven't seen the videos on Twitter?
No.
Oh, you haven't been on Twitter.
No, yeah. Right. I'm just kind of like slowly but surely, you know, coming back.
He has a really good time with his fan base, and they dance and have a blast. And that's just not something you
see. They dance. Like, dance.
And he be making them all feel special. You see how you think it's the one?
Mean having a blast.
I mean, they be dancing. And I love that, because low-key, I would do the exact same thing.
I feel you would, like, at the 305 live parties.
Yeah, you dance. Shit, you gotta shake a little, you know. You gotta shake. Yeah.
shake. And I love that. So, just like we said, be mindful of each person as an individual. Don't have expectations of what everyone should be doing, because it's never going to happen. And that's it for this week's Hot Button. Let's bring in the wind chimes.
We don't know what Summer Walker button feel like, because you can't touch it. But that was this week's Hot Button.
I really enjoyed that.
I'm glad. It felt very If I Were a Rapper, huh?
Okay.
Shout out to If I Were a Rapper.
So let's bring in those wind chimes. So, Dustin, you've been going to the esthetician.
Sure have.
How has that
been? Sure did. Shout out to Cash Doll. It's been amazing. I've been trying to take care of my skin more because I'm old and I don't want to be ugly on top of that. So I've been going to an esthetician frequently. And it's going good.
What would you say have been the benefits and the results? Because you've been going regularly.
I have. I go monthly, and I can tell an immediate difference in my skin, especially as we approach like the colder months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
My face hasn't been dry like a Ritz cracker. It's been, you know, supple.
Right.
Yeah. And like a buttock. And so I appreciate the smoothness and... I'm just interested in these services and becoming a regular part of like my, I don't want to say beauty regimen, but
why
like
not?
My, you know, my skincare regimen. There you go. Beauty just sound like I'm in the wrong aisle. I'm going to keep it real with you.
So does he do extractions?
Yeah. And they hurt. I cuss him out every single time.
They are something, especially when you get to the upper lip part.
Oh my God, and the sides and the of this nose. Here nose.
Ooh, the nose, you know, the sensitivity. Nose. Oh, no. So, okay, so he does do extractions.
Yes.
But the benefits.
He actually enjoys them. He enjoys because doing of that. How uncomfortable. That's why I end up cursing him out, because you like this pain you're inflicting on me. That shit hurts.
He's pleased by the progress he makes when he inflicts that pain on you.
And can you share his name and company again?
Sure, sure, sure. I go to Shane. You can go to Skin by Shane on Instagram, S-H-A-N-E, and he works out of the Joanna Vargas Salon here in New York City on Fifth Avenue.
So awesome. Yeah. So I wanted to shout out Skin by Mamie, which is where I go. That's my esthetician. She, first of all, she's pricey.
There's levels to this. There's I was levels. Just finna say, there's levels.
So this is more of a splurge. I would say if you are looking to do something for the holidays, this would be an incredible gift. Maybe for a parent, a sibling, maybe a mom that you know that doesn't really have the opportunity or access to really like pamper herself. This would be fantastic. She's a Black woman, so it's a Black owned company. Mm-hmm. She works with everybody. She does Angela Bassett's skin, Tracy
Ellis.
That's all
Ellis, you need to know, right?
I saw Omari Hardwick in there the other day. Mm-hmm. I was like, are you prepping for the Power finale? So she has a range. People that come in there.
Friend and seen ghosts.
Oh, okay.
Who killed you, ghost? Spoiler alert.
He's asking about Lorenz Tate.
On your shoulder.
Oh my God, if I saw Lorenz Tate.
Ooh.
I would cry. First of all, can I tell y'all how many times I've watched Love Jones on Netflix?
Oh my God.
Yeah,
we
friend, you in
know.
The house. Literally, like.
Netflix, thank you. So the one that I get, so the website is Skin by Mamie. That's Skin by, and then it's MAMIE.com. I get the customized facial. It's 90 minutes long. Mm. See, that was a very genuine reaction. It is incredible because she takes her time. I love that it's customized. So that means, you know, she's not coming in there and just giving you some generic treatment. It's based on your skin's particular needs. Mm. So I always get the extractions because I'm actually not someone that does facials regularly. I have very sensitive skin. I'm not really a fan of people touching on it too much. And I was actually anxious the first time I went to her because I was like, ew, the extractions. I had an event that night. I had to go to a gala and I was like, damn, probably shouldn't have gone to an esthetician right a couple before. Hours beforehand, thinking that my face would be puffy and red and maybe look a little beat up, but it didn't.
She's looking new.
She's so high end and such a pro and a vet at what she does that you literally, I sent you guys a video. I was like,
glowing.
I look like a Krispy Kreme donut.
Hmm.
Just glazed and shiny and beautiful in like a really glowy, dewy way. So what she does, I'm actually pulling up her site. Like I said, that's Skin by Mamie. So it's at Skin by Mamie. We understand that the complex singular condition of your face comes with its own set of properties and fundamental requirements. So what she does is a customization. There's a cleansing, a steaming, which I really love, extractions. Mm. She does this facial massage, you guys. I was like fighting my sleep, especially how tired we always are.
Yes.
Do you know a facial massage? When was the last time you got a facial massage? Dustin? You know, I should have known.
Well, well.
So those are the beginning steps of this revitalizing and luxurious treatment.
Keyword is treatment.
In addition to this, because this is just the first part, you receive microdermabrasion, and then she has an oxygen tank, and she literally sprays your face with oxygen for your cells.
Purity.
Isn't that something?
I love that.
It's very cool. Then she has this LED treatment. So your treatment will be tailored, like I said, to your particular needs based on her evaluation. And then once she's done, she'll talk to you about your skincare regimen to make sure that you're using products that are actually beneficial to your skin.
So you have an
needs.
Understanding.
So you have an understanding. She breaks it down from what toner, what cleanser, what moisturizer, what serum. Like she really, really asks questions and then will completely restructure, tell you, you know, maybe you should try this product instead. This one's okay. Maybe this is an alternative. You can keep this one. Just really sits with you. So it's not just the facial, but it's also the consultation and the evaluation of what it is that you're doing so that your skin can thrive.
Nice.
I thought my skin was beautiful as it was. But now I'm very excited to see the levels, because she even pointed out a couple of problem areas that I had no idea I had. I was like, oh, shoot, you know, some hormonal issues. I am getting older. So, you know, she pointed out things that I'm definitely going to be more mindful of, especially how I'm eating, working out, you know, my hair, all those things. So just wanted to throw that out there. It is a black business. She's an incredible woman. She's been running this business for a very long time. They're very friendly, very kind. So Skin by Mamie, if you're looking for something for the holidays to treat yourself.
I don't think y'all understand, because Fran is making this sound like it is literally just a regular thing. This Mamie is like the premier esthetician that does all of the every celebrity you've ever seen, black celebrity,
like, period,
that you've ever seen and said, you know what, damn, their skin looks beautiful. Wow. Like,
she's behind it.
This is literally the best of the best. And so I just hope people understand that. So I'm ready for her to take these dead cells off of my I'm ready to get maimed by Mamie too. Cut me out. Maimed by Mamie.
Wow.
So you can check her out on Instagram if you want to see some of this premier clientele.
For real.
She's Skin by Mamie, M-A-M-I-E. And you can also see her techniques, because she films a couple of them. So you can kind of get an idea of what you're getting yourself into. Yeah, watch them.
Yeah, people like watching the videos.
I feel like she needs to start a YouTube channel.
A mukbang, but like extraction.
Like the Dr. Pimple. Yeah. Oh my God, you're onto something.
Now, if y'all start calling extraction videos a yuck bang, I'm beating your ass because you stole it from me. It came from here.
You are brilliant. That was so good. A yuck bang. So we should start that channel with Skin by Mamie. So just wanted to put that out there. If you go on her Instagram or make an appointment, whatever, just tell her I sent you. Send her love. She's so sweet, and I want to send her a ton of sweetness right back. She's always very kind. So that's it. SkinByMamie.com. And then what was your friend, Shane?
Shane, Skin by Shane. Instagram is what you know. You want to know. Instagram is the best place to find Shane. Skin by Shane.
Skin by Shane and Skin by Mamie. You have options. They're both New York based. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, just even getting facial treatments and seeing an esthetician, I understand it's a luxury. It's definitely not a necessity. But it's nice to pamper yourself. We all work hard. The world is a heavy place right now. So any little joy you can carve out in your schedule for yourself, time and money permitting, please do that. Don't forget to schedule in some time for yourself, some pampering, especially in this season. So that's it. That's it for this week's wellness segment. Asante, what you got for us, Mr. Music Man?
Well, now that it's the Music Man segment, I want to go ahead and start off with you guys and listen to talk about what you've been listening to lately, then talk a little bit about what I've been listening to, then some award show that I want to talk about so we can segue into TV land and just keep this thing running smoothly. So tell me, what have you been listening to lately? I know, friend, you've been jamming. I see you were scrolling.
I'm like trying to see, what have I been listening to lately?
Yeah, you know, I love this segment because you guys always come up with some really cool things, you know, whether it's Destin keeping me crunk or Fran keeping me vibed out.
Right.
All honesty, I've been just replaying a lot of the same old stuff, but I do have like an artist or two I want to talk about today. So that's why I need to know what you guys have been listening to, so I can keep me young, keep me connected.
So have you guys listened to Baby Rose?
No, she has a video where she's talking about drinking.
Yes.
And then she's smoking in the video.
Yes.
Yes.
And she was recently on Colors.
Yes.
She was on whose tour? I know she's, I believe she's on Xavier Omar's tour. Do not quote me on that. But I really feel like she's one of his opening acts, because I feel like I just saw his flyer this week. Very, very interesting voice. Yeah. Have you heard her?
No, I can't say that I have.
And she was on something. It may have been the Dreamville project. You know, the one that he dropped. What was it called?
The most recent one.
With Revenge of the Dreamers, like all the art. There we go.
It's amazing. So it's what song really was she? Great. Okay, well maybe I haven't heard this motherfucker.
Yeah, she got a real interesting voice. I'll tell
you
this:
if you have, you won't forget it because her voice is very, very distinctive.
Yeah, it's like Britney interesting, like just that real sultry, but then still like soulful.
Different. Like, I'm so into it because I'm. When I first heard it, I was like, "What an interesting voice!" Yeah. And then when you see her, it does not go with the voice, yeah. Which makes her even cooler to me.
Yeah,
very nice, very friendly, and so.
Wow, she looked like Betty White. That's why they call her Baby Rose. She looked like a little ass Betty White.
And you know what? I love the name Baby Rose.
Yeah, it's really cute.
I think it's cool as fuck. I'm excited to see where her career goes because she's so different.
Yeah.
And so this is Pressure by Baby Rose.
She sounds like Shirley Bassey with a Halls.
I was waiting to hear what you could say. She sounds
Shirley
like.
Bassey with a Halls in her mouth.
But isn't that a great voice?
Yeah,
amazing.
Like so
you'll never
cool.
Forget it.
You will. Like I told you, you would.
And not, that's
never
not no way
it.
Me trying to be funny or nothing like that. For real, she has an unforgettable tone.
Unforgettable
in her voice.
Tone. And then look her up. Google her.
Yeah, she's
Google baby motherfucking right.
So she's actually going to be on the road with Snow Allegra.
Oh, so she's working.
Yeah,
working.
November
she 21st.
She's going to be here on the 24th at Webster Hall.
Oh, wait, November
24th?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, she looks like Journey Smollett.
Yeah, she does.
She does.
But isn't she so interesting with that voice?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you would
she
never
looks so
think it's coming.
Young and youthful, and she sounds like Shirley Bassey with Halls in her mouth. I love it.
And I think that Pressure record is very cool.
Yeah.
It's a cool record. As soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, this is the one for me. I don't know if she'll release it, but it's just that's the one for me. So that's my record. That's my listen lately.
I like that pick.
I'm with it.
What about you, Dustin Ross? What you been bumping over there?
I've got a lot of people who are tweeting me that they actually listened to the songs that I said last week. So this week I'm going to do the same thing. I'm not playing the shit. I'm just going to tell you about it. First of all, because that's it. First of all, Tinashe and Black with a number 6 instead of a B. Collaborated on a new song that she has off of a new project that she's releasing called Songs for You, and it sounds like mixtape Tinashe. I love it. The beat is kind of abstract. The vocals are very passionate on Tinashe's behalf.
Play
okay, I'll play
you
it.
Have to
go ahead and give him a little snip.
You can't describe that or not.
Go and give him a little snip.
Wish you would say something to make me change my mind. Got me feeling like somebody else. I've been so patient with you, but you won't act right. And I'm tired of sleeping by myself. What is my own? Something is wrong. Show me you want me to. Checking my phone every 10 minutes, thinking it's gonna be you. I just wanna fix this, but you don't wanna try. If you don't wanna be, why you always on my line? Putting your piece over mine. Meet me in the middle.
So,
wow.
So, what's it called?
Touch and Go. See, that love that. It. I'm glad I played that because it's a prime example of
the importance
of actually listening to an artist's work beyond singles that are popular.
Yes,
that's a
same
that,
with the Baby
music,
Rose record.
Exactly, that music is very reminiscent of Tinashe's Amethyst mixtape, which is how I fell in love with her. And it doesn't sound nothing like them, what was that song she had that DJ Mustard had for two on? It don't sound like
Mother on the beat.
This is a different vibe. And so shout out to her because I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I've also been listening to, y'all know my boy Future came out with the Monster mixtape, finally available for streaming.
Dustin put me on to a Future song that I like.
Throwaway by Future, which is amazing. Can you give comments just on Throwaway, please?
Just want to say I never thought I'd see the day.
Did I not tell you that there was music available that showed a bit of emotional depth, correct?
I mean, I don't know if I'd say that.
Okay, I'm pushing. Okay.
But I will say when you played it for me, I was like, oh, okay. Okay. I'm like afraid to say I've been sleeping because it's Future. Yeah. Like, he's a mess.
But you felt that shit. I told you, friend.
But it was relatable context. Now.
Thank you, friend. See, a fair ear. Briefly, there's
the
a new
evil
artist
world
came.
We living in.
Yeah, he addressed it on Throwaway, didn't he? Also, shout out to Codeine Crazy, one of the best. A song. Yeah, if there was ever a song in his catalog that rivaled my love for March Madness. Am I going to say that? Yes.
Wow.
It doesn't win, but it gave it a fair run. It was Codeine Crazy. That's an amazing Future song. Dave East's Survival album is a fucking amazing from start to finish.
When did that drop?
It dropped Friday.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Remember we were passing through his... Yep. Right? Passing through his listening party.
So his album is dope. FKA Twigs, Magdalene album came out, and I'm halfway through it and already in love. I was already in love with a bunch of these songs like Cellophane and Holy Terrain with Future. And Home With You. I've fallen in love with Sad Day, and I've fallen in love with Thousand Eyes. Album is incredible. I also want to give a shout out to my friend Carlton Morton from Atlanta.
Hey.
Told me to listen to this song that Super Scent and Bricky, her friend, y'all know who Super Scent is.
Yes.
Yeah, from the
crayon.
You
know she raps.
And
so because you know her and Tokyo Vanity were friends, and
she's been featured.
They have a group called the Bartel, I think it is, or the Cartel something.
Oh,
but
shit.
They rap and
who
they
knew?
Do these ciphers,
and it's good.
Well, yes, and in 2016, her and Bricky, Super and Bricky, did this song called "Just Sex" by the Socialites, and I'm going to show you guys the Instagram video that he sent me, and the song is actually available for download on iTunes and all platforms, but the video of them made me fall in love with it, and y'all will understand once I play it. I just want your cock to be the key to my life. I just want my pee to be the pussy guitar. And if you ain't got no money, ain't no pussy to fuck. Nah, I don't want a nigga that's gonna handle that pussy. Some dude like a hurricane and damage that pussy. I say, I want a nigga that's gonna handle that pussy. Some dude like a hurricane and damage that pussy. But he gotta be a freak though. Hard working, baby, looking for a freak hoe. No ties, I'm just looking for a freak show. A nigga that's fuck fed, but that song going on. Ooh.
Why you looking like that?
He's standing over there like a woman going fuck her.
Don't know about you.
I ain't never tripping on a hoe cause she's a thumb. Two fat bitches want some. Then I even get nothing when I smoke one. Bitch, I'm doing my cabbage on the stove front. I just want it out trying to stove front.
That song is called Just Sex.
That's
by the Seniorities.
Y'all have to go watch that video.
I'm about to download that.
Her baby.
So that's Just Sex by the Seniorities.
So
and
good.
And shout out to Carlton because that shows you just how ignorant my friends know that I am. And they knew that. He knew that I would enjoy that. So,
catering to your personality.
Exactly.
Who's that by again?
The Seniorities. I'll send it to you.
Hilarious.
I'm going to send you that link,
actually.
A listen, I already got lady. It.
But that was jamming before Just Sex. Boom, got it.
Yep, that's it for me.
Oh,
I gave you a lot this week.
That was lovely. That was very, very lovely. Very quickly, I just want to give a shout out to my homegirl Ray Louise. It's R-E with a cute accent on it, and then it's space.
I saw she dropped a new record.
Yeah. Dope artist.
LXUISE. Ray Louise is really, really dope. She's somebody that I've listened to for a long time. I was listening to her back when she did this project, this song with LA, ELHAE.
Mm-hmm.
I love their little camp. So I don't know if they're still together making music or not, but she's really, really dope. I love the texture of her voice, her records. But she just dropped the EP. It's called 2. I haven't listened to any of it yet, so I'm just playing this blind just because I really, really love her voice.
I just listened like earlier today.
Yeah, so the first song on there is called Priority. It's only 5 tracks. I hate to say that, but, you know, I say it's only because I'm just saying, you know, it's very short and sweet. So if you want to just give it a little spin and see how you're feeling about it, just do that. Support the artist. So this is Ray Luis. This is Priority.
Never lie to you. Don't do me no favors. If it's not the right thing to do, just give me enough of your love to give me from point A to B. I'm not asking for much of your love. Just make me your priority.
I love that note.
'Cause I wanna be your only one. I just wanna be your only one, yeah, only one, yeah. I just wanna be your heart.
So yeah, that's Priority. That's Ray Luis.
Yeah, only one, yeah.
I'm telling you.
Make me your priority. We over here making up words. Make me your priority. Yeah. That means we felt it.
I'm telling you, that girl has a voice on her, and it's something that, like.
And she's cute.
Yeah, she's
so
bomb.
Cute.
She is
I
so bomb.
I loved her on Water Me with Alex Isley.
Oh, yes.
India.
Yes.
You know that
yes.
song.
What a.
That's such a dope
up.
Fucking song. That song is dope for
three?
So many reasons.
Man.
Yeah. So yeah, please go check the girl out. Check out the homie. Tell her Asante sent you and the friend zone sent
yes,
you.
Yes, please.
We all out here.
Tell her how much we love her.
Yeah, we've been talking about your girl. We just rooting for you. Keep doing what you're doing and go listen to it because that's just track one.
Hold up. Ain't she from Detroit?
Yep, she is. Mm. She sure is.
Shout out to the D.
Yeah, I'm
oh,
just telling.
Shoot. Hey,
shout out to the D.
Love.
That's right.
I'm just
buy
telling.
All her shit.
For real. Like, literally go back and listen to some of the other music she's put out. Earlier this year, she put out Back, which was an EP. It was 4 tracks long.
I've been
she put out
all year
DME.
Too.
So, yes. It's best to highlight artists that...
It just comes out. Oh, Jesus.
It's best to highlight artists that, are constantly supplying us. As I'm carefully trying to wrap this up with a bow.
Wrap this up.
And that's
safe.
Really...
Safe.
That's it for the listens lately. Like I said, I want to segue over into TV land just because I want to quickly talk about... a show that I watched on YouTube because I don't know what channel things come on
put
anymore.
Us on.
Well, it's actually, it was the
Chasing Atlanta.
Chasing Dallas because the trailer came out. Did you see
it? I did see that trailer.
It's going to be a wild. We should review that on this show.
Oh, I'm late.
Jason Dallas yeah, season 2.
This is the second season.
And it's wild this season. Shout out to the Chasing Reality channel on YouTube. We should review Chasing Dallas on
I'm
this
down.
Show.
Okay, I'll watch. You know, that trailer was very, very interesting.
I finally put the Zeus app on my TV.
Okay, hold on. We're going to come right back to all
I
of that.
Watch it, we gonna, so we not
okay.
going to go too
I
far.
Mean,
okay,
I didn't
okay.
watch it. I just
oh, okay,
watched
okay. The trailer for Jocelyn's show?
No, I watched the first episode of
Tokyo Tommy.
Boyfriend. What is
oh,
it?
Oh, B. Simone's show.
Simone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, with her and Vina. Yo, pretty V.
Yo, her
look. Little dick number 3. Like Venus, like oh my,
that was so mean.
Yeah,
I was cringing. I was like, "This is
give me the contact we want. The contact.
Look, she's like, come here. Tell
give
your
me
ass
the
around.
Content that we want.
Woo, that was yeah. mean. But I
that
couldn't
show,
look away.
Friend, I watched the whole thing. So if you want to talk to somebody, you can talk to me. But
shout out to Zeus. They're
shout
out
to
here.
The Zeus.
I like when it's like a new company that just. Pulls the rug out from everybody. I think that's always inspiring.
They came in really hard, even
super hard.
Even with their earlier stuff, they had tons of content for you to watch. They had tons of teasers. They've
I
been
noticed.
Delivering
a lot of
Black China
shows.
They totally delivered. Tokyo Tony show is definitely what they've been working up to because they did B. Simone's dating show, and before that, they did the dating show with
Quay.
With that's Blame how I
Quay.
Learned of
Zeus.
The Zeus app. And a lot of people got it fucked up because they want to attribute.
the attention, which I'm sure she probably does garner more attention, but Black China is who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. People try to say that like she popped the Zeus Network, but no.
It was Quay. It was sure. Quay. That's
Quay
was
the first person I've ever seen. Definitely
the
first.
The dating show,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because he had those high-end clips up before they dropped the app. So when they dropped the app, it was like one of the anchor shows. So mm-hmm. I think Blame It On Quay definitely
Shout
needs...
Shout out to Quay.
He definitely needs to be kept in the conversation when we talk about Zeus, because that show was... He fucking hilarious. It's still up there for your consumption.
I'm gonna watch it.
B. Simone's show was a good follow up, and Tokyo Tony, like that show, I said like that's what they've been working up to. But Blame It On Quay, like for that to be their first, they did a great job. Quay
I
did
saw
a
clip
job.
On Twitter that I happened to press play on
Tokyo Tony.
It's hard to scroll past her.
Mm-hmm.
She's
yeah,
just
you can't.
Such a.
So what was she saying in the clip? Friend?
She was telling everybody with white socks to get the fuck out. She asked them to lift their pants. I said, this is so random. Yo, she's really funny, though. And then there's that part where you're like, is she joking? Is she really like this? Because she was like, yes. Get the fuck out.
Tokyo Tony, baby.
We should have her on the show.
I would
so
love
done.
To talk to Tokyo Tony. I would love to.
We've done worse.
Well, because I don't know how we got to Zeus, I'm going to...
If you thought we was talking... Well, I'll take this one all by myself.
Oh, my
God! If you thought I was talking about you, I was. Go ahead.
Woo.
Bitch, because that's what we get. Because we ain't never said nothing about none of that.
All,
that's what they get. Go ahead.
All I wanted to say was I watched the Black...
I'm screaming.
Lying ass, bitch. How about that?
I watched the Black Music Honors. Did you all watch? Did you see anything about it?
The what?
I know all about it.
The Black Music the Black, Honors.
I know who was honored.
The Black Music Honors. So the Black Music Honors, it came up on my YouTube because like I was saying earlier, I don't know when anything comes on. So whenever it's recommended on my YouTube, I'll be like, oh, thanks, YouTube. For knowing that
think
I'm
like
gonna watch something.
The Trumpet Awards, like things like
yeah.
that.
Yes.
You know
yes.
what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Got you.
Yes. Yes. So
relevant yet rare. That's all. Go ahead.
So you know, every
Yeah, like you killing me today.
You know, every production nowadays is done in Atlanta, and I was like, oh, they did this in Atlanta. So you know, I watched, and plus they were honoring so many people, and you know, Xscape was honored that night.
I love so, Xscape.
Yeah. I love Xscape as well. They looked amazing. I was glad to see T.I. there up front. Everybody looked great. Don Juan, I saw there sitting next to Candy. Everybody looked bomb. I want to shout out Ricky Smiley and LaToya Luckett because they hosted. It was amazing watching LaToya Luckett be so silly and amazing and funny. Cause
she's
I just,
so pretty.
She's so pretty. She's so gorgeous. She's so like hospitable and personable. And, then,
and talented.
And talented because I love watching her act and she always comes out
Where
with some hot records.
Where is she on Greenleaf?
She hasn't been around this season.
She need to come back.
Nah, it has been good. But she, let's be clear.
Are we ever going to talk about Greenleaf?
We can because, you know, it's off.
Woo!
Lots to say. We'll get
show.
There.
We ain't there
We'll
yet.
Get there.
But yeah.
LaToya Luckett gave a lot to Greenleaf. Mm. She did.
Well, shout out
so
to her.
Charity.
Rochelle.
I just wanted to tell people that I'm just going ahead and wrap this up so we can move on along. If you have time, go to YouTube and type in the Black Music Honors. You can watch all the clips from the show. People were honored all night long. Yolanda Adams was honored by Kelly Price, Leandria, and I can't remember the other young lady's name, but she was on the tribute. It was
Leanne Rimes.
Not Leanne Rimes, but it was very funny because
whoever
I was watching it with, they was like, here come Charity. And
ooh,
I was
that
like,
bitch.
No.
Charity, so funny. The character.
Yeah, yeah,
we
Charity, not, So yeah, just go check out them clips. Tony Terry, Tevin Campbell, and Avery Wilson, they did this tribute. It was just dope watching everybody out there.
You know you Black when you know who Tony Terry is. Because if you ever
black
been to a Black
honors.
Wedding, you know who Tony Terry is. The way I want.
You're sad. You are so funny.
That's it. That's it for the Music Man segment.
I can't get up high like he do.
Now I gotta
with y'all.
Listen to that oh, song. Lord. On a side note, it must be so hard playing a character on a show that everyone hates. How hard must that be? Like, I know Charity must walk around like, fuck.
Like, my bad, y'all.
Like, Tariq.
Oh, my Ooh. God. I really hate him, for real.
Did y'all watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Joffrey. Was that his name?
Prince Joffrey.
Prince Joffrey. King Joffrey. Remember he, like, quit acting after Game of Thrones
because everybody hated
he said
him.
It was so dangerous.
Damn. Well,
like his life would be threatened. He was like, can't play anything else.
I feel bad for the actor, but Joffrey did some fucked up shit.
It was hard to separate them.
Right.
But that's what I'm saying. That's gotta suck.
That's why I had to say to the actor, I feel bad for because Joffrey.
People see you on the street and they get triggered.
Y'all seen A Time to Kill?
Ooh, yeah.
It's for a while. You know what actor I'm talking about.
Right, hard to separate.
But yeah, so I get that.
I'm sorry, that was a very random
Black Music Honors. No, that's it. Watch Black Music Honors on YouTube if you got the chance. It was great to watch.
They did Escape Justice?
No.
Okay.
I feel like they did a good job, but I feel like there were opportunities. But at the same time, I don't remember the award show that much, so I'm not sure how they planned everything. So that's why I'm going to have to give them grace on that and say I could have opted for a different set of people, but I wasn't mad.
But shout out to Escape. Escape.
Yeah, shout out to
matters.
Escape.
Forever.
Yeah. Escape did the damn thing and continue to do so.
They are a part of my adolescence.
Same.
And shout out to the mamas. They brought their mamas on stage.
Aww,
yes.
That's where Mama Joyce talked Candy into actually recording a new album with them. Because while they were on stage, live, you know, being recorded, Mama Joyce said, I just want to say... I think they got one more album in them. And Candy was like literally on the spot and she's like, all right. She agreed to it. So they're coming out with a new album, all four, not Escape 3.
Man. Boom. That's what we need. Justice.
I'm ready.
Justice.
Yeah. Tonight.
Oh my God. Yes. Shout out to Tiny.
I wish
she wore that song. Yes.
I can't even do it.
Come back to you. And I'll make you say yeah. So
ooh, yeah, I gotta listen to that tonight.
That's it for the Music Man segment. That's segued into TV Land.
What a perfect segue,
Dustin Ross, please.
And that's a dual-edged segue, and let me tell you why. Number one, shout out to Candy Burris, who was also in Escape, who was nominated at the People's Choice Awards for Favorite Reality Star.
Oh, that's
as
so
well
cool.
As part of the ensemble cast of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. They were also nominated for Best Reality Show. Now, we do know the People's Choice Awards came on E, so you know who won. But they was nominated, so that's good.
I mean,
you know what
hey.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey.
That's
I don't
wonderful.
Like to call it nepotism. I call it nippletism because I got so many kids. But yeah, also.
They cut off Married to Medicine this week for that shit.
Yeah, 2 weeks. We're Married to Medicine taking a 2 week break.
So not next week, Neva?
So moving through life with a quickness and intensity.
Ooh, excuse me.
I would like to add that The Real Housewives of Atlanta, our other Candy Burry segue. So also, Candy and Todd looked amazing at the People's Choice Awards. She looked really good, and I like seeing Candy do her thing. She's consistently works. She took that Big Brother momentum, kept it moving forward. Like, yes. I love that. Candy also was honored earlier in the week at the Women in Film and Television Awards in Atlanta. She got like a very high honor from them.
Yes.
And she looked beautiful, her and Todd. They always look really nice when they step out on red carpets. I like them together.
Yes.
So shout out to Candy. Speaking of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, it was an amazing episode this week. Cynthia Bailey filmed a scene in her driving her truck with her daughter Noelle, where Noelle spoke to her in conversation about being sexually fluid and attracted to men and women.
Oh, nice.
And Cynthia was super embracing and loving, and not in a laying it on too thick way. She just was totally real with her. Like, look, as long as you're happy, I don't give a damn. If you meet a woman and she's good to you, great. If you meet a man and he's good to you, great. I just want you to be happy your life.
Right.
So she did and Noelle has tons of support from her dad, Leon, as well. Leon is the one that everybody used to want to fuck back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so supportive father and supportive mother from Cynthia. So shout out to them. And that was a great scene to be showcased in a platform as large as The Real Housewives of Atlanta with a largely Black audience. Black people needed to see that.
Yes.
So that was great.
Yes.
On to the messy shit. So Kenya Moore is back, stirring up all kinds of hell. And I could talk about what's going on the show, even though the episode is very interesting and engaging. What's going on off the show has been much more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So Kenya has been on a press run because of her return to the franchise. And in each interview, she's been holding like no punches back when it comes to her relationship or lack thereof with NeNe Leakes. We all saw on the season finale from season 11, Kenya showed up at Cynthia's party for her Seagram's Beverage partnership,
And Nene immediately, from the time Kenya walked through the door, referred to her as a monster. Mm-hmm. Kenya was 8 months pregnant, huge. She's like, oh, what's she having, a buffalo? And just really nasty and vile about Kenya. And Kenya is holding her ass to task for it this season. Mm. She's been laying her to rest in the interviews. And I could go into detail, but it ain't my thing. Nene, however, has done another interview where she was co-hosting Entertainment Tonight live from the Bahamas. Well, not live, it was pre-recorded, but she was in the Bahamas. And I hate not knowing people's names, but the black guy from Entertainment Tonight, y'all know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. He was asking her, he was like, so Kenya's been doing a lot of press about you, and she's like, good for her, let her continue to. He was like, was she the reason that you kind of hesitated to come back because Nene is not introduced until episode 3 of this season? She's like, I wouldn't give her that credit. He was like, well, what's your feelings about her? He was like, what do you mean? She's like, just what I said. He's like, what's your feelings about her? She's like, I don't have a feeling. He was like, what do you mean? She's like, just what I said. And it was a very quick volley of back and forth conversation that has gone on to kind of go viral. So we're getting what it is that we want from this season of The Housewives, which, even though that's drama and messy, we know that it's rooted in years and years of history. We've seen things happen and make it make sense. And so it's interesting to watch them fight. Okay. And I feel like it's a very even, in some senses, it's an even match. Kenya is a bit more, Nene is quick-witted, but Kenya is a bit more well-spoken, if that makes sense. So the way that she can kind of get in Nene's ass is different than what Nene's used to. And so I love to see it. And I think we're going to have a great season. So shout out to the Real Housewives of Atlanta, season 12.
We got more kids this episode.
Much more kids, yeah.
Because Marlo
brought her nephews, and Candy's son Ace was playing with them. And I'm really fascinated with, I saw a video, again, more about what happened off the show. I saw a video clip of Todd and Kim and Candy's home gym, probably one of them, because, you know, she got a whole compound.
I hear that. Hello? Come on, Taurus.
She was in her home gym and Ty was working out, and Ace had picked up two things that were, you know, very light in weight but heavy for him. And he was doing sets of reps with his dad as his dad was lifting real weights. And then he, as he was doing his set, he was counting in Mandarin. And he's 3.
Stop it.
Yes. He's 3. So shout out to Candy because she got it going on.
Okay.
That's it for TV this week.
Sweetness. Now.
It's time for This Is a Story. Or you thought it was, because this week we're switching it up. Oh. That's right. I'm going to see if y'all have been paying attention. And I'm sure you have. And I also thought that it would be a great chance to kind of re-engage our listeners in the end of the show. So why don't you tell me what you want me to write about, or which way you want this direction to go with, which way you want the direction of this story to go. As you remember last week, you know how we left off. If not, take your ass back to the episode from last week and pick up there. And what I want you to do is send us an email at thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com.
It's like pick your own adventure book.
Choose your own adventure style. You can tweet us at friendzonepod on Twitter, and let me know what way you would like to see this story develop. And I think moving forward, we're going to adopt that practice. So over the course of this week, I'll monitor the response, choose one, announce who you are and what you suggested next week, and then kind of develop it from there on my own with your help.
That's bomb.
Let's have a good time together. And I wanted to do this especially because as I've become more forward about the fact that I'm writing now, lots of people have been coming up to me who write as well, that listen to the show. So what a great way to like engage some of your concepts, maybe share them that way, and we can bring
that
light.
Community.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I thought that would be cool. So no story this week, but we're rewriting a story together, and you can pick up from where we left off last week.
And where can they reach you?
You can reach me on thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com or at the Friendzone Pod Twitter. That's it. I did not mention any of my other socials because you'll get lost in a shuffle that really don't have nothing to do with you. So I feel like why not stay local to the Friend Zone's own ats over the social media landscape. And I do thank you.
Thank you. You know, I'm excited. That's fun.
This new shit. We like to keep it fresh around here.
You know.
Yeah.
So as always, we thank you so much for listening. We love you so much. And we will see you next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.
Have you ever wondered what the stars have to say about your favorite artists and writers? Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa, where I, your host and astrologer, Issa Nakazawa, read and interpret astrological birth charts of luminaries like W. Kamau Bell, Gia Tolentino, and so many more. You'll discover how astrology can unlock fascinating insights about these stars, and who knows, maybe you'll learn a little bit more about yourself. Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa wherever you get your podcasts.